the hour with Peter Green and the Blues Breakers. Track called Greeny. Nice, relaxing late night playing there. Yes. Started off with Toussaint McCall, 1967 single, I believe, called I'll Do It For You. And that reminded me of Van Morrison and them. I played, had a choice of two slow blues. I played Stormy Monday, which clearly cut from the same cloth. And I dug that Toussaint McCall single. I'm going to have to search out his career. He has an album and some more older singles, so got to work on it. One of those artists, I remember the name from years and years ago. And when it was in my face, I thought, well, I need this. We're the Animals in there too, from Animalism, the last album with the Real Animals. You're covering Ray Charles, Hit the Road Jack, and finishing up with John Mayall. Just after 4 o'clock, this is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ, KGLT Bozeman 90.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena 89.1 FM with Trendsetters, K246 BA, Bozeman 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky 91.9 FM, K208 BX Livingston 89.5 FM, K296 CF Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213 AU Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And always a big hello to everybody who makes the effort. I think more and more these days people just listen online. I was just talking to Noose about it. New cars don't have radios. People don't have radios at home. That's a clock radio. Imagine that. A thing of the past. But now there's another way to listen. And it's a lot less hardware intensive on us. And we reach a lot more people being on the web. So thanks a lot for however you listen to us. It's appreciated. So I need to tell you, we're supported by a lot of people, a lot of businesses around town, including Bozeman Fly Supply, a full-service fly shop specializing in fly tying tools, materials, and fishing gear, open daily 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., located at 2621 West College and Main Street, and online at BozemanFlySupply.com. Everything to feed your need. Root-bound arborist, providing communities with quality tree care and a dedication to conserving Montana's public lands and natural resources. On the web at rootboundarborist.com or phone 551-5623. Tell them you need a trim. Nexus Drive-Up Coffee, serving hot and iced lattes, drip, espresso, chai, and matcha. Conveniently located in Midtown Bozeman next to the Fork and Spoon. They're open daily 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Man, you need your coffee too. I had my fix this morning. Squeeze out a cappuccino and gets me right up off my right up on my feet and moving along. Spent this morning pulling the show together. I worked on it last night, but got serious today, making little piles and stacks and seeing what'll happen. It's always a gamble. I never know really what's going to happen. And right now, I was totally struggling. I was looking for a button on our CD player so I can play two songs in a row off a CD, and I could not find it. And then I finally realized there's a bright yellow sticker over it so you can people can find it to make it easier for some people here. But it fooled me. I thought I was going crazy. And it doesn't take much to make me start worrying.
Check it again. key to a world of love.
All your love will save me.
All your love will it save the world from what we can understand?
Oh no, I don't believe.
Words from your lips, I just can't believe you are such a fool.
We're In PVC, I chanced upon a golf girl selling cups of tea. She asked me, did I want one? Asked me with a grin. For threepence, you can buy one, full right to the brim. So, of course, I had to have one. In fact, I ordered three, so I could watch the golf girl, could see she fancied me. On the golf course, after drinking tea, it started raining golf balls. She protected me. Her name was Pat. We sat under a tree. She kissed me. We go for walks in fine weather. Thank you.
The door that stands ajar.
Finishing off there with Pink Floyd from their fabulous album Obscured by Clouds. You heard Burning Bridges. I like that sound when they were relaxed and not doing a concept, a Roger Waters concept. And actually some of those songs are written by Richard Wright and Dave Gilmour rather than Waters, which improves things too. Let's see, what does it say? Burning Bridges, Richard Wright and Roger Waters. Well, got it half right anyway. What else is in there? Oh, Frank Zappa, a couple of things from Weasel's Rip My Flesh. And they played those as a medley to Oh No, an Orange County Lumber Truck. And I don't know that I've ever played Weasel's Rip My Flesh on this show. I have it at home. I have it on CD too. But I don't know. Zappa is one of those artists that have to be selective. His good stuff is really, really good. And I don't know if you remember, we used to have Bob Butch used to do the Frank Zappa Hour. So that sort of filled up the Zappa needs for a week anyway. But nowadays, I'll pull some stuff out. I have some favorites. Some are really long. Some of my most favorite Frank Zappa things are really long. So I have to be in a mood. Or deep in winter when at 5 o'clock the sun's gone down and I feel like I'm a late night DJ the last hour of my show. What else do we hear? Soft Machine from their debut album, Hope for Happiness. Love that. Robert Wyatt singing that one. That was a fantastic band I got to see unexpectedly. They weren't announced there and they weren't on the Winterland poster or anything. They just were there and mind blowing. Think early Pink Floyd without guitar. Heard Caravan after that by surprise. I was expecting something else when I stuck that CD in the player. Now I have to go home and reconnect that CD with the proper cover and vice versa. I'll get back around to what I intended to play. But that was a good one anyway. You know, if I'm going to play the wrong song, it's always nice if it's a good one. That's Caravan from their Land of Pink and Gray album, your Golf Girl. Much in the style of Soft Machine. They were from the same neighborhood. And the first time I heard Caravan in about 1969, I thought, boy, these guys sure sound like Soft Machine. And then a couple of years later, I realized they had all played in bands together and copied each other's styles. Great band, up to a point, as long as band that has an early cutoff point. Recently, they put out a big, massive 35-disc CD box set, and first six CDs are great. I don't know what you do with the rest of them. And then finishing up with Pink Floyd themselves. It's 4:25, hitting the halfway point on this show. The big board says it's going to be Uncle Duke today, but I don't believe it, you know. I just don't, never sure. The guy is he's a snowboarder, so he lives for the moment. And I can appreciate that. I guess there's things I probably have to do, so let me do it.
Hello, my name is Malia Nosesgun. I am the current Miss Indian MSU. The 46th annual American Indian Council powwow at Montana State University will be held Friday and Saturday, March 25th and 26th at Brick Breedenfield House. Free and open to all, the powwow gets started with a grand entry Friday at 6 p.m. In addition to dance and drum competitions, activities will include a powwow run, a basketball tournament, and an alumni brunch. Volunteers from MSU and the community at large are invited to help with the event, with the volunteer sign-up station at the south entrance of the field house. There is more information online at montana.edu/AIC. Hope to see you there.
MSU powwow is always a great event. I've been to quite a few times. If you're a newcomer to Bozeman, you might want to check it out. I'll show you some of the other side of this town and really different than walking Main Street, that's for sure. Really a great event MSU hosts. Anything else I need to say? Yes, always. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Studio Coffee Roaster, serving fresh, roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College next to FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hop Zone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.com/site or by phone, 585-9142, online at bozemanbrewing.com. Those are the kind of underwriters we like. Coffee and beer. I think they reflect KGLT pretty well. Okay. Let's see. Oh, okay, yes. Another one from the single stack. And this was a surprise to me. I think I have the album the song is on. And I'm going to have to go back and review that because this song is so good. I sort of jumped when I heard it.
She knew what I wanted.
Better off if I could live without her. you'll groan. It all means more lesson. Let's get out the twister game and get down on all fours. It's nine lives to ride your five. Nine lives to ride your five. And I've waited nine lives to ride your five with nothing to say when I arrive. Now I know a problem that physics won't resolve. I'll cover that. Acid won't dissolve a place that's just too far, I think, for us to go. Now is it wise to have a hope so strong for real-time answers to real wrongs? Oh, Susanna, if you gotta cry for me, send me back to Alabama with a banjo on my knee. And nine lives to ride your five. Nine lives to ride your five. And I've waited nine lives to ride your five with nothing to say.
Some old favorites and some new favorites. Started off with a Boyce and Hart, an old song, not even a favorite, just mine. It's a new favorite to me. You heard Goodbye Baby. Big Star from their number one album, My Life is Right. Jeffrey Dean Foster, guy from North Carolina who I saw play last November and connected with him via a mutual friend. And he's shared some of his music with me. And that's a good one. I like that one a lot. Tell Somebody. It's from his EP called I Started Bleeding. Dwight Twilley sounded a lot like that one, too, from his Great Lost album. Yet another version of Somebody to Love. Game Theory from Davis, California. From the compilation Tinkers to Evers to Chance, you heard Nine Lives of Rigel Five. And many, many years ago, 1985, Scott Miller and Game Theory came to Bullfinger and played. First hip gig that happened here after I moved here. It was a five-year drought, and then Game Theory came and opened up the floodgates. And I interviewed Scott Miller on this Friday afternoon show, and we played that one. I asked him if there really was a Star Trek connection. He said, yes, absolutely. Great song. Tragic figure. Just a brilliant guy, though. And finished up the Windbreakers. Tim and Bobby, two good friends from Time Machine. You heard Stupid Idea. 450. I've been getting some information here on the side. KGLT is going to have an archive and all kinds of nice stuff happening and a new website. I think it'll be announced soon. So keep an eye on the KGLT website and it'll point you at least to the archive, I think, coming up soon. They're still fine-tuning it. It doesn't know all the records that I brought up. I fooled it. Ha! But machine isn't as smart as me. Or at least as smart as my record collection. Quick stop here. I think that's enough. I want to continue because I've got about 10 minutes left this hour to play more records.
How often have you been there? light bright upon my pillow, lighter than an eiderdown. Will she let the weeping willow wind his branches round? I turn the light out, waiting for the velvet blind. Will a scaly armadillo find me where I'm hiding?
Giant dream, dreamboat queen, queen of all my
break me. Will the key unlock my mind? Will the following footsteps catch me? Am I